The other thing that's happened in this meeting is more data on aromatase inhibitors. We haven't updated the ATTACC trial. We have data now, more data with anastrozole after 2 to 3 years of therapy with the Austrian/German study. We have some updates from the IES study. What's your take on that?
Well, the first take is that all postmenopausal women should have an aromatase inhibitor at some point in their course. And I think that's pretty well established. The ATTACC data, that's really still the definitive trial in terms of comparing tamoxifen and aromatase as opposed to a sequential therapy, are very compelling, but there isn't a survival benefit. And I use an aromatase inhibitor as my drug of choice. I don't want to have anybody have the wrong idea here. I wouldn't have done that 3 or 4 years ago, but I certainly felt that with all of these trials that it is unreasonable to withhold an aromatase inhibitor in a postmenopausal woman. Having said that, though, I'm not sure that the last shoe was dropped. First of all, as I mentioned, there really is not a survival benefit yet. And it is possible that the early effects and late effects may be somewhat different. And finally, I'm not prepared to completely abandon the SERMs. I'm not prepared to think that they have no role. And finally, I don't want to take credit, this is from just casual conversations in the last hour, and as you walk up and down, one of the people I was talking to commented, I think appropriately, that it is quite plausible that there is a subset of patients out there that benefits more from tamoxifen and another group that benefits more from withdrawal of estrogen, which is what we're doing with aromatase inhibitors, and we have to work that out. And of course, we now have coming up on the horizon the SERDs. We haven't heard from them yet in the adjuvant setting. I can't imagine it will be very long before we begin to get some data.
And you're talking about selective estrogen receptor downregulators, i.e. Faslodex at this point.
Correct, yeah.
Where do you think that's heading in terms of the adjuvant setting?
Again, it fits in, I think, what I was just saying. That is that the optimal endocrine therapy may vary from patient to patient.